Star Wars 7x7 episode 3166. Today, in our deep dive for The Bad Batch, we are going to connect The Bad Batch to The Mandalorian and talk about the Empire and its cloning efforts. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So with pretty much the entirety of The Bad Batch, but in particular, it's brought into fine focus with this most recent episode, Metamorphosis, we're seeing a connection between The Bad Batch and The Mandalorian, specifically in terms of the Empire and its cloning efforts. And that line continues through The Mandalorian and all the way out to The Rise of Skywalker, right? So we basically got a hint of where this was going at the end of season one of The Bad Batch when we got our first look at Mount Tantus. Now we have the overt statement by Omega as they're looking at the data about the clone Zillow Beast, where she says the Empire didn't want to end cloning, they just wanted to take control of it. But in particular, it seems like there's a certain level of cloning that they wanted control of. Now, I believe them when they say that the cloning operation was too expensive for the Empire and they wanted to get conscripts in and recruit people to be stormtroopers instead. And you know, that was how they wanted to deal with the clone trooper situation, knowing that they had rapid aging to deal with and possibly suspecting that the clones would eventually defect, not all of them would take to the new order, so to speak. It's the other projects that the Kaminoans were pursuing that were of particular interest to the Empire in terms of continuation. So we hear from a conversation between Tech and Omega when they're investigating inside the downed Imperial science vessel that the cloning technology on there is something she's not familiar with. Omega's not familiar with it. They didn't have it in Topoka City. It was the kind of information that Nala Say, the chief medical officer in Topoka City, would not share with Omega, but Omega knew enough to know that the Kaminoans were conducting cloning experiments and were doing them off-world. Now, this actually shouldn't come as a surprise to us because this has already been hinted at in The Bad Batch to begin with. The episode Bounty Lost, which was the 9th episode from last season, features the attempt to rescue Omega from the bounty hunter Cad Bane, and it takes place on a planet called Borovio, which has an abandoned Kaminoan cloning facility. Why it was abandoned, we don't know. There are some skeevy looking tanks in there, but yeah, let's just put it this way. If a facility was abandoned, that's probably not a good thing. So what is the Empire doing with its cloning program at this time in Star Wars storytelling? I imagine that Emperor Palpatine has something going on somewhere where he's already laying the groundwork for his return in The Rise of Skywalker. It seems like his quest for eternal life that he's already talked about in Star Wars storytelling, particularly in Revenge of the Sith, right? Like, that would certainly seem to indicate that he wants to use the cloning technology and gain control of it for those purposes. Everything's been set up for that. But that's just one thing. What about this whole Zillow Beast situation? The creature is basically indestructible, and so the only reason why you would clone a Zillow Beast is to be able to turn it loose on civilizations where there's unrest against the Empire. We know the Empire favors a scorched earth policy when it comes to any kind of uprising or protest or anything like that. And they've proved that they have a weapon that can contain the Zillow Beast when they're ready to have it contained. And whatever else the Kaminoans were experimenting on off-world, I think we're going to find out that Palpatine has asked for those experiments also, and that's part of what he's gathering under the Empire's control. So we may find out that there are other horrors lurking in Mount Tantus. After all, they were transferring assets, as they so obliquely put it in this episode of Mount Tantus. So we're going to end up there again by the end of the season, and I guess we'll probably find out a little bit more about what those assets are. But for now, that is going to do it for my deeper dive into Metamorphosis Chapter 11 from Season 2 of The Bad Batch, and that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.